You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart, it's all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to be successful in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. We do talk about technology, we talk about systems, and we talk about strategies. Today's conversation is going to include some strategy and some technology. So buckle up. We're going to talk about the value of never missing a business call. And with me, we have digital marketing consultant, Patrick Smith. He has got over 30 years experience in the marketing space. He's just really, really good when it comes to understanding that you need to have a marketing strategy before you implement technology, because then that marketing strategy will tell you what technology you need. And so he's going to be really a good person to kind of like share with us what automations exist out there, what kind of strategies do we need to have as business owners so that we stop leaving money on the table with those missed calls. So help me welcome Patrick Smith to the Tech with Heart stage.
Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate being here.
We are very happy that you're here and you're sharing your wisdom with us, because we know that small business owners are often, especially if they have a brick and mortar and they have to go out on location, there's a ton of opportunities for them to leave money on the table by not being able to answer their calls. I know you're going to address that. But one of the first questions I have for you is, how important or what is the value in ensuring that business owners are able to answer calls that come into their system?
Well, I think it's interesting, because sometimes we just kind of let that slide over the top of our head. Okay. To us, number one, if we miss a call, we missed it. We may not even know we missed a call. Okay. It's kind of like it just went right on by. But if you stop and think about it, what is the value that a customer has? And that's the first thing we need to think about. So as a business owner, we call it the long-term value, LTV. What is the life or lifetime value of a customer? So if I'm a realtor, I might have a lifetime value of a customer that could be $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. If I'm an electrician, I might have a lifetime value of a customer that's $4,000 or $5,000. So if the value of that customer is $4,000 and I miss a phone call that I could convert to a new customer, that phone call was worth $4,000 to me. All of a sudden, simple math, I just lost $4,000 by not answering the call or not communicating with the person in a way that kept them in my sphere and so that I could communicate with them.
So so you make a great valid point. There's value in those missed calls, missed opportunity value that could potentially really hurt your business, because if they can't get a hold of you and they need somebody, they may go to your competitor, right? Let's talk about the percentage of those who are searching for things online using Google, Google Maps, et cetera, and how many of them will actually make that phone call. And then per se, how many of those that if they do get a quick response will convert, like more likely to convert to be a customer?
Sure. Well, according to Google stats, 64% of the people who are doing a search when they find your business online will make a phone call after they make that search. That's according to Google. So if 64% of those people are calling you, then there's some stats that, let me see if I can get you a quote here. So if we look at the percentage of missed calls for specific niches, okay? And then we look at how many of those missed calls could have been leads and not just a follow-up from somebody who already knew us. And then out of those leads, how many would convert? So according to the stats that I've got from a couple of different sources, let's just use the insurance industry. This is a good one. So in the insurance industry, 39% of the calls are unanswered. 39%. Out of that 39%, 30% of those would be leads. And out of those, 22% would have converted to business. So just in the insurance industry, that's a huge number. If we look at dental industry, 27% of the calls go unanswered, 37% of those calls would be leads, and 26% of those could have converted. And it gets even weirder when you look at like the auto service industry, like an auto shop, that kind of stuff. 20% of the calls go unanswered, but 39% of those are leads, and 51% of those leads could have been converted. So if you had 100 calls that came into your business in a, just call it a month, which is probably way small, and you're an auto shop, that meant 20 people you didn't answer the call to. Okay. And out of those 20, 40%, so that would be like about eight of them, eight or nine of them would have been leads. And out of those, call it eight to make the math easy, because I'm doing this off the top of my head, four of those would have converted to customers. So you just missed four calls. Now, if those four, I mean, four customers that would have paid you statistically. Now, out of those four people, if they're doing a an oil change and a few things like that, and then they start coming in and getting major services, you're probably looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of a lifetime value for an auto service company of easy $2,000-$3,000 minimum. Or if you own, like when I used to take my BMW into my shop, it was $1,000 every time I walked in the door. So huge loss just in dollars, but there's also a loss that we don't think about in the way that the customer perceives us. Okay, so that's something we have to think about, because are we showing that our store's open, right? Because somebody calls and we don't answer the phone, they may just think we're closed. They're not going to call back, or they're too busy. Or are we showing that we care about them? Are we responding to them in a way that helps them feel like we're creating a relationship, which is the key to growing your business, is creating those relationships. So capturing those missed calls, it can create relationships even though you don't answer the call.
That makes a really good kind of segue to the next question I was going to ask, is that I know that a tremendous amount of businesses have shifted from a traditional landline only kind of entry point into their phones to now being more mobile. And so that also opens up other opportunities. And we are going to now talk about what kind of automations can be put in place to assist businesses with this opportunity to never miss a call. And what exactly does that look like?
Sure. Well, that's the kind of the fun thing about what's going on in society today, in that, well, number one, I think the stats are like 85% of the people who do any communication with your business are going to be on a mobile phone. It's huge. They're going to be looking at your business online on a mobile phone. They're going to be communicating with you on a mobile phone. They're going to be doing those kinds of things. And you're the goal is, I mean, what you have to remember is that how we communicate back to them is important, right? So if we miss a call and they just get a voicemail, and then we don't get around to try to call them back on that voicemail, or they don't even get a voicemail, then we lost them. But if we can take some automations that say, when this call comes in, whether the automations that I use say that are set up so that if somebody calls a certain number, whether that call is answered by a voicemail, if it's just hung up on before they did anything, if just you it just goes it just I just said get hung up, gets voicemail or is canceled for some reason, there's an automatic response that goes back to that phone number with a text message that then can be created in a way that communicates to the person who calls how valuable they are. And that's the key, because if I'm looking for somebody to fix my electrical problem that I've got, and I make a phone call and I get a busy signal, or if I get a voicemail, or something, I'm just going to pick up the phone probably and go to the next person in line that I saw on Google. But if I called that person and I got an immediate, in 30 seconds or less, I got a text message back that said, "Hi, this is Bob's Electric. I really appreciate you calling. We're tied up on a call right now, but you're really important to us and we'd really appreciate it. We really want to help you fix your problem. How can we help you?" And you can actually start a text conversation that way. It's amazing what you can do. Take that and then add in AI to it, off the freaking charts, because all of a sudden you go back to the guy who makes the call. "Sorry, this is Bob, blah, 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 blah." The person then comes back to you and starts another conversation on their text, and the AI program can actually communicate with that person, book them an appointment for your service or product, or show them lots of information or whatever it is that that person needs. So now we've got this connection, we've got this communication. The person who called feels like they've been heard, they feel like they're cared for, they know that this is a professional outfit that they want to do business with. And that's the key. It's so huge.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you can use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revelio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revelio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
If somebody's calling for your service and they are on a mobile phone, then the ability to have your system, if you can't answer that call, to start talking to them through a chat message is so valuable, because oftentimes, I'm seeing the trend is leaning more towards being able to chat first than talk on a phone to a human second. But in this case, if they took the bold move to actually call you, and you're at least opening that door immediately for them to chat with you, then you haven't lost their interest. They're not necessarily going to go on to that next person that's on the map, Google Maps, like give them the top closest ones of service that you offer in their area. But if somebody's calling you from like a corporation and they are using like more of a traditional corporate like landline infrastructure where they've got different extensions and whatnot, and they are not able to receive your text, they're not going to be able to text back. So it's still important for you as a business owner, even though there's automations in place, to go ahead and call that number back as quickly as possible, just so it's human to human touch, right? That is the most important thing here. What Patrick's talking about is placing automations that feel very human. And with AI, it feels even more like really relevant to that particular customer. So, but just don't ever lose sight of the need to actually call people back. I just wanted to reiterate that. Patrick, what are your thoughts on that?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the more, face to face, if you will, the more that we can have a real conversation human to human without it being a text is great. But as you alluded to, we're seeing that the majority of the people in today's society want to use text messaging. My grandkids won't answer my phone calls for nothing. There's a huge portion of society today that they do all of their communication by text. Everything that they do is by SMS of some kind. So that's what we're trying to stay focused on. Now, does that mean we don't communicate with people by returning a call? No, of course we want to do that as well. So when somebody calls, we want to be able to get back to them as quickly as we can. But the key is, what we found is, And I'm sure you've experienced this. You call up a service provider, you call up somebody to do something, and they're busy. Okay? Especially the home service industries where they're out on the road and a lot of it is quote unquote mom and pop kind of a thing and like that, where they don't have somebody who can field huge numbers of phone calls at one time, right? So a lot of times your call is going to go to a voicemail. I can't tell you when I was running my real estate businesses, the biggest complaint that I got from clients was you could never get a realtor on the phone. You know, it's like you call them and everybody's got a voicemail. And they get frustrated because they leave a voicemail and then they have to wait for that other person to get around to listening to the voicemail and then to call them back. And what we want to do is bring all of that into one place. And that's the key is using the technology that we have, we can bring in all of those calls, all of those communication streams into one omni-channel so that it's all in one place so that the business owner can actually see it all in one place and respond to it in the way that the customer wants to be responded to. But
Can
the
you give us
instant
a for
voice,
instance? Yeah, can you give us a
oh,
for instance of
sure.
what you just said? Thank you.
Sure. So let's say you've got one person who is communicating to you with Google My Business chat. They go online, they search your name, they search for your industry or something. They see, like you said, in the map pack, the three pack or whatever you want to call it, or they see somebody that has interesting, they click on it, and typically it'll open up what we call it's the knowledge box of the Google My Business page. It talks about the business. And on there, if the business is doing this the right way, which most of them don't know they can do this for free, they can have a chat button right on there. There's usually a phone number so that people can click that and call or just look at the phone number and call you. And that's typically what happens, right? That person would call in, then they would get a response from the automations that we use that would respond back to them saying, you know, wonderful that you called. Sorry, we can't help you. How can we help you? Or here's a link to our website, or here's a link to book an appointment, or whatever. You could, you know, here's the information about the event that you called about. You can do anything you can imagine could be in that text back. But so many people are chatting today that they will look on there and they'll see that they can chat right there and they'll push that chat button. And now they'll start a chat conversation with your business directly without having to make a phone call. Or maybe they're on Facebook Messenger and they see something that you put in Facebook and they push the Messenger button and they chat back and forth with you. Or they are on WhatsApp, same kind of a thing. Now, with the software that we have, we can take all of those streams of communication and have them in one funnel or one place, one conversation stream underneath that customer, no matter where they came from. And see every stream of communication and then respond to that customer right there based on what the customer wants. So I can call them back. I can send them an email. I can send them a text message. I can get them on WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, chat, all of it, all in one spot.
So that's actually tremendously impactful to a small business that doesn't have a large team. And the reason being is that you don't have to try to remember where they came in from. Was it Google My Business, or did they text me directly, or was it a Facebook private message? Oh, I'm just so confused. I can't find it. It's just all under one location. And then also, I know that with these types of automations, it's beautiful to be able to have that person's contact information automatically entered into your customer relationship management system, which is a CRM, which every business needs to have. It's like your database, your library of everybody that's ever potentially done business with you, as well as done business with you, and et cetera, right? So this is good stuff. I'm going to ask you to move into now, like, what would it take for a small business to get set up with this type of an automated missed call text back feature, including the ability to have that AI chatbot actually hold a conversation with anybody that initiates through any of those portals that you just mentioned?
Yeah, well, you know, luckily, the way that we have things today with my business, my biz suite, we have the ability to do all of this for our customers and at a really, really low price. And I'm sure Michelle will share with you a link to go to the website where you can actually test this out yourself. There's actually a button on that website that says demo on it. You just push that button, it'll give you a phone number. You can dial that phone number and then just hang up and you can actually watch it happen in real time for yourself, which is really a lot of fun. There's about four text messages, I think, that I have tied up into that demo so that you can see it doesn't have to be, you don't have to think, oh, I have to just have to do this one thing, right? I can carry on a conversation with different information on that text back program. Along with that, we have all of those other features that are those other features that we were talking about, like having a full CRM in there, having a booking calendar in there so the customer can actually book an appointment directly through all of that. Conversations with Facebook, WhatsApp, all of those different tools, and even a reputation management system where we can manage your reputation and respond to those reviews for you. And all of that is also, not only is it available on a desktop, it's available on a mobile app so that you can be out in the field doing things. Customer can call, you can actually see your customer's data on your phone, control it, see everything that's happening, and have all of these conversations all just on your phone at an incredibly low price. So that's my system underneath. It's called Missed Call Text Back under my business, My Biz Suite.
So Patrick, which is great that, you know, you've got all of the capabilities, but you or your team will actually assist the business in setting something up so that they don't have to try and figure this out. Can you talk to us a little bit also about what type of a number? Is it something that they can just bring in and port over their current business line in order for this like automated service to start working the way you're talking about it? Or what do you recommend when it comes to the type of number, phone number?
Typically what we'll do is we will create a new phone number for you. And that's because about 2 months ago, not very long ago, the federal government put into place some very restrictive things regarding texting back and through businesses to try to make sure that people weren't getting spammed. And there was a whole lot of stuff that goes on. It's called A2P is kind of the shortcut version of it. And basically, you have to have a phone number approved to be able to carry on text messaging in today's society the way it is now for a business. That wasn't that way a couple of months ago. It takes a little bit of work, and it's actually, there's a small fee. It's like $20 or something, because they actually have a human being look at the information that you provide them to make sure that the disclosures and that you are a real business. You're not somebody in some other country who's trying to scam people and that kind of stuff. So you have to get your phone number set up. So what we do is we set all of that up for you, number one. Number two, we then create a separate phone number for you, very expensive, inexpensive. It's like $2.50 or something to get the phone number. It's like, you know, next to nothing. But then we take that phone number and we put that phone number on your Google My Business page, because on your Google My Business page, you can have more than one phone number. When you add the second phone number onto your Google My Business page, we actually create that chat box, that box that says chat on your Google My Business, because right now it's not there. Okay, you won't see it. When we create it, it appears. We then take that phone number and then create for it. We can take that phone number, and depending on how you want to set it up, I typically just have that phone number go to a deadline, basically. I don't want to answer that phone number. I want it to create a check map. But let's say I wanted it to go to my cell phone, right? I could take that phone number that's in Google. When the person comes to Google and dials it, it rings on my cell phone. Now, if I don't answer it, then all of the magic happens. If I do answer it, then I just carry on a normal conversation, okay? So I get the choices. It depends. So we build it based around what kind of business you're doing, what kind of things you're trying to do, that kind of stuff. And you can do all of this yourself.
It's nice that you're offering to do it for them, because honestly, a lot of small business owners, they kind of just need to get it done, right? We are kind of closing out this interview, Patrick. Is there a URL that you would like to share where people can reach out to you to talk to you about this?
You can use the meetpatricksmith.com, and that's https //. Anyway, just meetpatricksmith.com. That's the best place to just talk to me. You can make an appointment there, and we'll sit and chat about anything you want to talk about. Doesn't really matter. I love chatting with small business owners. It's my passion. So, yeah.
And do you have any encouraging words or any last thoughts that you would like to leave impressed upon those that are tuning in right now about this topic?
Yeah, I think the encouraging thing is the advent of the technology today is leveling the playing field for small business owners, so that we can now have the ability to be able to run a business, make a profit, and not feel like we're running around like chickens with our heads cut off and just going, oh, because there's so many things going on, and we're not dropping all of this money through the cracks. Okay. So we have the ability to do that today. Just it's amazing the tools that we have available today. So you can do it, make it happen.
Thank you so much. And that's exactly why Tech with Heart, the nonprofit foundation, has partnered with people like Patrick because their hearts are in the right place to serve and to genuinely help make small business owners be more successful. We don't want small business owners to close their doors because they are not capable on their own of keeping up with modern technologies and systems and strategies to stay competitive. That is pretty much one of the reasons why the Tech with Heart nonprofit exists. Now, we have created a community for, not necessarily tech savvy, but we are an innovative and heart-centered bunch of entrepreneurs and business owners. And we have formed the Tech with Heart community. It's called Tech with Heart Network. And we do offer like virtual but live events throughout the month where we can educate you even further. We can give some of you thought leaders an opportunity to come speak on our stages or get interviewed on the Tech with Heart show. So we would love for you to go check us out at techwithheartnetwork.com and start, getting involved in our community events and get opportunities to ask experts questions and get the answers that you seek and truly feel like safe to reach out and start doing business with some of these vetted, heart-centered, but yet innovative leaders in the marketing or technology or systems space. We're here to help you be successful. We are a nonprofit. And if you are a thought leader and you'd like to speak, please again go to techwithheartnetwork.com because you can share your insights with our small business audience and everybody wins. So here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.